Pennsylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru, you know how when a player or a coach has won multiple championships and they get interviewed by a media person, and the media person asks, well, which one stands out? Which title stands out? Which was your favorite? And invariably, the athlete always says, oh, man, they're all big in their own way. It's just really hard for me to pick one specific one. Well, we're going to have some fun today. We're not going to do that. We're going to pick our favorite year that the Golden State Warriors have won the title. They're playing Cleveland tonight in Cleveland. Cleveland stinks now that LeBron James is gone. The Warriors have played the Cavaliers in the last four NBA finals. They've won three. They won in 2014-15. They lost in 15-16. They won in 16-17. They won in 17-18. Which one was your favorite? Which one was your favorite and why? And then we're going to talk a little bit about the rivalry in general and how big a rivalry it was or is or isn't. So that's the one thing we want to throw out today at 888-957-9570, because we don't really have the game to look forward to. You know what I'm saying? Every year,
don't
this is like the big...
Steiny.
Oh, come on, man.
Now you always
come
tell
on.
Me, how do you know? Don't get big-headed.
I mean, even if the Cavaliers pull an upset tonight, The point is, there's been no buildup to this game, and rightfully so. In years past,
this was it.
I mean, we would have been talking about Cleveland the moment the Atlanta Hawks game ended, if LeBron James were in Cleveland right now and if the Cavaliers were any kind of title team.
Yeah, this game, I don't even think it's nationally televised. I may be wrong. Help me out.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, who wants to see the Cavs? But to answer your question, I'm going Lady Antebellum. Nothing like the first time. And that's the first chip that the Warriors got.
Now, she's not the same as Lady Gaga.
No.
Lady Gaga's got staying power. I don't know who Lady Antebellum
is. I'm not a big
fan. Of Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
She's pretty talented.
I don't like the Gaga. I think of Bam Bam and Pebbles from Flintstones. With the Gaga Goo-goo.
Well, what's Antebellum?
That's the name. That's her name.
But I guarantee you, she hasn't... Oh, it's a band. It's not a she.
Yeah. Oh. What did I say?
No, I said it wrong.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like when somebody says, do you like Jethro Tull? And somebody goes, yeah, he's all right. Yeah, that's the name of a band.
Yeah. But nothing like the first time.
All right,
and that first chip is it for me.
The first one?
That first one.
What was that one? Four games to
And it was
two?
Scary. You did the Warriors went in.
Oh, please.
They weren't the Warriors in regard to they hadn't arrived to where they had chips under their belt. I'm going to say championships. I know you hate Chip. So I'm going to quit doing
that. I don't hate chips.
Okay.
I don't care. Right.
So that first one. You know, it's nothing like the first time in anything you do. You know, yeah.
See, that one to me was...
You got it, though.
I got to be honest with you. The whole description of the rivalry, it leaves me wanting. Because I don't think it's been a great rivalry. I really don't. I get that they played four straight times. I get that.
Well, man, what do you need?
But I'll tell you what I need. I needed perfection. And what I mean by that is, here we go. You ready?
Okay.
I got to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got to do it. The first year, Cleveland's missing Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. Come on.
But they had that bad man.
They're missing they're two of their three best players. Irving, I think, got hurt in game one. That series was over before it really started.
Okay.
Come on. No Kevin Love, no Kyrie Irving. You ain't beating the Warriors.
But keep it real here, Steiny.
I will.
There was never a game that you weren't at the arena or in front of your TV anticipating that game because you thought LeBron, without those two studs, could beat the Warriors, and he damn near did.
I didn't.
That's when he almost averaged 35. He was doing it all.
Yeah, but he didn't. He wasn't efficient.
But you never thought, hey, the Warriors are going to blow him out.
I never thought that the Warriors were going to lose that series.
Wow. I was watching every play like, uh-oh, you know, they're down. Here we go.
But you watch every game like that, even if it's in December, don't you?
It's been a lot of focus on me in games and how I watch them this week. Let's kind of put that to bed.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. That's
but, yeah, I get where you're going. I thought it was a good series. And they won one.
Well.
So it's not like it was a sweep.
Now I'm getting to that. Now I'm getting to that. Year two. The whole thing was tainted because of the Draymond Green thing. Warrior fans feel like they got screwed. So year two was...
There was a parade in Cleveland.
Year two was left me wanting a little bit.
Dude, that series was over. It still bothers me. It was 3-1. And they were fighting the Cavs among themselves. That's inside info.
And then I'm sorry. I'm sorry the last 2 years. No. Cavaliers had no chance.
I'm with you.
Well, they've won eight. They won 8 of the 9 playoff games. They won 4-1 and 4-0.
Oh,
come on.
I'm with you.
Come on. That's no rivalry. Warriors have what? 21-9 over the last 5 years against the Cavs?
But look what Durant, look what Bron was working with. He was the winner before the finals even started.
Well, that's my point.
The fact that he had that cast of characters there.
That's my point. The finals have always been a letdown for the Warriors. They've always been a letdown for the most part. The Western Conference Finals against OKC was
great. With the Draymond drama. That's where you're going.
Yes. And last year,
hadn't looked at it like
that. The Western Conference Finals was the finals. The Western Conference Finals goes 7. The NBA Finals goes sweep. Come on. It's no rivalry. It's no rivalry.
But if a Martian came down from outer space and said, who made the finals the last 4 years, and it was the same two teams, they're going to go back and say, hey, there's a rivalry. It's the Cavs and Warriors.
When the Celtics and Lakers had their thing in the
80s. Man, I loved it.
They met 3 times in the finals. Celtics lost 2 out of 3. Lakers won 2 out of 3. So that was 2-1. I think that was
Magic's babyhood.
That was a rivalry.
No, it was, because you never knew who was going to win.
But
sports was different. The world was different then, too.
How so? We still got a winner and loser.
But though, nobody was ever crying that, you know, those two, Bird and Magic, is that superseded. I'm getting tired of watching the same two teams. We had LeBron against Steph Curry, arguably the two best at what they do. And still, you say it left a lot to be desired. Not to me.
I guess what I'm saying is, when it comes to the Warriors and the Cavaliers, it feels like There's still things on the table that were never resolved.
You don't feel like it was equal.
It wasn't equal. It wasn't. The Warriors are better. They've been better over the last 4 years.
These last two, they were really better.
Well, exactly. And that's the other thing. After the NBA Finals in 2016-17, LeBron answered the question. What was the X factor? The X factor's Durant. The X factor's Durant. The Cavaliers beat the Warriors in 7 games the second year. A lot of people think they shouldn't have even been able to do that.
I can remember that game like it was yesterday. It's on my DVR still. Who cares?
But then the Warriors get Durant? Come on. You can make a case the Warriors were the best team in 15-16, and then they get Durant. So what does that do to a rivalry? Come on.
Well, it's dead now.
It's dead. It's dead.
Cleveland is dead.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. The last 2 years, to me, the Cavaliers have not been a legitimate contender to win an NBA championship. They've been behind the Rockets last year, and they were behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, Durant's last year as an Oklahoma City guy. So it's just left me not a bad taste, but almost like it didn't fulfill everything it could have fulfilled because of injury and other situations.
I'm thinking the fact that we saw the Warriors down to the Rockets in Game 7, that would give you enough to not look at Cleveland for the ugly duckling that they were, and you could just be like, you know what, I did see the Warriors, that team pushed to the brink of, you know. Yeah, elimination.
Not by the Cavs.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was fresh in my mind.
The best series, the two best series the Warriors have had.
OKC.
And the Rockets last year. You could also say the year that they lost.
I was about to.
Because it went seven games. But what I'm getting at mostly is that Cavaliers, they did the best they could, but they really weren't a formidable opponent for the Warriors. That's what I'm saying.
Looking at early season now, do you have a leader in the clubhouse? It was supposed to be Boston. Some things are going on. Right now, nobody tickles my fancy in the East. Like, whatever team you give me now, like even Toronto, I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that right now, whatever team, that's what I think
that's
is going to happen
headed.
This year.
Okay.
The finals are going to be way better than the Western Conference finals for the first time in 5 years. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And you're confident in saying that.
Well, who's the second best team in the NBA?
Well, record-wise, Toronto. But are they? They almost lost without the Warriors having Steph and Dre.
Who's the second best team in the West? The Clippers?
I would not say the Clippers. I refuse to. I'm going to say the Rockets until the All-Star.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
But I think Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee have a chance to be better than Houston.
Like, who's Milwaukee said? For the person that follows the league but doesn't really follow, who's the Bucks' second best player? That's what I'm saying. The average person doesn't know.
The average person doesn't know.
Yeah, well, you and JD.
Chris Middleton and Malcolm Brogdon are Ballers. Kind of what make those guys go.
You ready? You think they're ready for prime time?
We'll see.
Will they beat the Warriors already?
We'll see.
By Gertie, almost.
God, I almost got out of this. Yeah, I know we're going to break, Curly.
Oh, wow.
I know we're going to break. So don't give me that hand motion anymore. All right, here's what we got today. We got Andrew Bogut at 11 o'clock. We talked to Bogut. He was a member of the Warriors championship team, and he's playing in Australia right now. He's always got some good opinions.
He's playing ball?
Yeah, he leads the Australian Professional League in blocks and rebounds. And I also found out a great tidbit about him that I'll set up. Tim Roy at 11:30. What's your favorite championship if you're a Warrior fan? Which of the three?
I'll tell you one thing that really drives me nuts is people who think that Jethro Tull is just a person in the band.
Who's Jethro Tull?
Now, back to Warriors Wednesday on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. And Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Here's Steinmetz and Guru.
Yeah, Kevin Durant said recently that playing with LeBron is not easy for some players because there's so much media attention around LeBron that it's a toxic environment. But he made sure to say it's toxic because of the media, not because of anything else.
Dude, would you want to play in front of you? Whatever I do in life, I want there to be a buzz. I don't want there to be, you know, like a funeral home type of ambiance.
What does that have to do with anything?
Why is he complaining? If the guys play with LeBron, you know there's going to be a buzz.
I don't know.
Well,
I think he's just saying
you
why
want
some
it all quiet.
Well, I mean,
nobody in the seats.
Well, certain people have decided not to play with LeBron, Paul George, Kyrie Irving. So the question is there a
Kyrie
reason
Irving
for that?
Kyrie Irving already played with LeBron.
I know, and he wanted to get away from him, right?
There's something there. I don't know. Something happened.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you want to be a...
Bron thinks otherwise. Bron doesn't accept the fact that he thinks he's the reason, you know, my man left.
I'm sure he had something to do with it. But the point is, can LeBron get somebody to go play with him down in L.A.? We'll see. I think he will. I think somebody's
going
there.
Don't forget Jerry West.
I think there's something there with I think the Lakers are going to sign a big boy.
They need to.
Yeah. I think they will.
I just hate looking at the Western Conference and everybody's record is, you know, over.
Let me tell you something.
I'm like, that means nothing.
Right.
It's fool's
right.
gold, Steiny.
What do you mean? Like,
give me a real threat outside of Houston in the Western Conference.
Okay, you want to talk about that?
I don't
want to
jinx the Warriors, but let's put the rat on the table. This team's wanted it again.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
I want to bet.
No. But I'm not going to, but we've established that what you say now could change in by the end of the show.
Whoa.
In fact, I could probably talk.
I could probably talk you into
making you believe the Warriors.
You think you're
won't
Hannibal Lecter to me? No, you can't.
I probably could.
Nah.
People are looking
Clatteries.
At the Western Conference, and they see that the San Antonio Spurs are 14th right now.
Oh my God!
They're 11-13, and people actually look at the West and say, "Gosh, look how good the West is. The West stinks."
I'm with you.
The West stinks right now. And the reason it stinks is because the Spurs are 11-13, the Rockets are 11-12, New Orleans is 12-13, Utah 12-13, Minnesota 12-12, Sacramento 12-11, Portland 13-11, Dallas 12-10, Memphis 13-9. Come on.
Memphis.
Come on.
Wow.
That's a joke.
It is a joke. But give me this. It's strange seeing the Dubs at number four.
I don't look at the standings every day. Do you?
No.
They'll be where they need to be by the end of the season.
Who's not in that surprises you the most? Is that an obvious question? The Rockets?
Houston, but they'll be
what
fine.
What about the Jazz?
They've had the toughest schedule.
Donovan Mitchell taking a couple steps back. I know it's a sophomore season.
Listen, Utah's going to be fine. Utah has played, get this, Utah's played 16 road games and 9 home games. The Utah Jazz are going to, they're going to get things going.
What about AD? I think they may trade him, Stani. I think they're hearing noise, rumblings that he's out.
He's got another year after this year.
No, I thought this was his year. Hold on.
Unless he's got an out. See, this is where
if they know they are not going to keep him. If he's doing the whole, the building knows he's gone.
Well, doesn't the building know Kevin Durant's gone?
Did you see the article about Spears wrote? How KD loves the city?
I did.
Give Oakland some love, KD.
I found it kind of funny. It says,
the Phil
and I'm going to take this shot at San Francisco.
Phil Mo Mike.
I'm going to take this shot.
London Breed on line one. Don't get us in trouble, Stani.
Kevin Durant, the headline of Mark Spear's story, Kevin Durant is enjoying big city life in San Francisco. If you're enjoying big city life in San Francisco... Let me tell you something. You're going to L.A. or New York then.
Oh, my wow.
Come on.
That's you.
Listen, as far as what's going on in a city.
The Opera
things
House?
Things happening left and right. Excitement. Buzz, as you like to
Giant
say.
Giant games.
San Francisco cannot hold a candle to New York, L.A., or even Miami when it comes to big city stuff.
You ever get on the horn blower?
You ever?
And look up at the Bay Bridge and take a look out on a sunny
that's
day?
That's not what I'm talking
Bryce
about.
Bryce Harper.
That's not what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what I'm saying. I'm throwing that in there. Scenery.
Oh, it's that's not what I'm... That's not big city life.
West just said San Francisco dies at 11.
Have you ever walked out of here after a game and taken that 8-block walk to BART?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the city's jumping,
you
isn't
going
it?
Clint Eastwood goes down.
It's jumping, isn't it? No,
people
it's not jumping.
People are getting ready for work the next
exactly.
day.
Exactly. And in New York... Guess what?
Okay.
The party's just starting.
He ain't going to play with the Knicks.
You don't know that. Why would you say that?
Because he's going to lose at his job.
You don't know he's going to lose.
Hey,
why would he lose?
You guys won in 15 games. Hey, but we got some nightlife.
Let me tell you something. If Porzingis comes back healthy.
Where is he?
Porzingis and Durant can get the Knicks to the playoffs in the East.
That is Halle Berry.
So, yeah. All right. Let's go to Nicole in Fairfield. How you doing, Nicole? What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
So you're talking about significant memories the last 2 years of the championships, and it's actually kind of an ongoing event for me. So in 2016, when we lost the finals, I actually had spinal surgery and was recovering when we signed KD, and it was kind of a bleak summer that was kind of came back up with KD getting signed. And so the last two back-to-back championships have been really special to me personally because it's been 1 year anniversary, 2 year anniversary of making it through, you know, very high neck spinal surgery. So
did you have
an added
Nicole, I got to ask you, did you have a dystectomy infusion?
No, I actually had a cervical replacement disc.
Wow.
The disc actually blew in my neck. And so I actually got artificial discs put in my neck very high up. It was actually, you know, kind of dangerous because it was so high up. It would have been like Christmas.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah, they went, and here's the part that people, they went in through the neck, right?
Yeah, the front of my neck, yeah.
They went through the front of mine, too. But yours sounds more serious. What they did for me was they, You know, they have the discs that are like layers. Two of my discs were pinching against each other. Wow. So they put a titanium plate in there. That's what
yeah,
they did.
Yeah, that's the fusion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they actually put a clear plastic, like fake disc in between that actually is great. So
gotcha.
But every year has been great for me because, you know, I remember how much pain I was in and the, you know, year long recovery and all the medications and everything.
Right.
And when the finals rolls around for me, it's like a very special event for two reasons. Not only the team that I watched as a kid and everybody made fun of me for enjoying as a kid is just blowing it out, but it's happening kind of from a base level of losing, like you said, hitting rock bottom and coming up from there. And so the finals last 2 years have been, you know, very personally special for me.
That's awesome, Nicole. Thank you so much for sharing that. And yeah,
my dad had that procedure.
Which one?
The one she had,
I think, is more.
Yeah, through the neck and the back. In regard to the, you put something in
yeah,
between
they went in
the
through
disc.
The neck.
The L4 and
they
L5,
can't go
all
through,
that.
Yeah. Wow, they can't go through the back because that's where, like, the nerve is.
The body is so delicate.
Apparently it's not. If they can cut your neck open and make you feel better in 3 hours, that tells me the body's pretty tough.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
I just remember seeing my parent morphine where they have the little thing, you know, after you're done out of surgery and you're in your room and you can breathe. You guys, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had it.
Twice. It's kind of the Peyton Manning
better?
Surgery.
You feeling better?
It's like a car.
Could you go throw a football? If I say it's time, let's go throw.
Yes, but
I've seen you shoot.
I've lost some strength in my right arm.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it.
So you blaming that on the L you took when I came over?
Yeah. All right.
And Townsend, too.
If I'm out there,
you're ready.
I ain't using the injury all excuse. Right. That's just not who I am. I'll use the too many beers excuse, but not an injury excuse.
San Francisco is
what?
Is my top two city in the world.
Well, that's great for you, Guru.
So what are you
saying? What's number
one?
Are
you trying to be...
What's number one?
No, I'm just trying... Are you trying to be Danny Terrio with the shirt open and the hair showing and the chains?
What does this mean?
Do you want to dance all night? Like, what's your definition of, like, the city dies at 11? Okay, I get another day. What is your definition of what would be enticing to a young basketball player? If the clubs stay open to 4, 5 in the morning?
Yes. Kevin Durant to Mark Spears. I wanted to be in the big city and mix it up a little bit. It's close to the bridge and the practice facility and the arena. I wanted to try it out. I've never lived in a big city before by myself. I wanted to learn more about the flow of a city.
He's all getting right. That.
Yeah, he's getting...
Little Giants?
He's getting 25% of it.
Pedro's Cantina?
Oh, yeah. That's a reason to stay. What is Pedro's Cantina? Oh, across from the ballpark?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a jumping. Okay, hey, now, come on.
Let's see. Let's see what else we got. Durant, I just like the vibe.
He's happy. He's telling you.
It's chill, relaxing.
That's all
there's
I'm
not
saying.
Too much going on, but there's a lot going on. What does that mean?
He's not getting into fights.
He wants action.
With other haters.
Kevin Durant wants
night.
Action. He is so out the dough. It's unbelievable.
Look at you.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know. Huh?
I just...
Got a nice museum.
I will say this. As somebody who's had the great fortune of traveling around to cities in this country, San Francisco is not, it's not one of the five liveliest cities in the country. It's just not.
Okay, I'm having a problem with lively.
Hey, man.
Tourist-wise, this top three. I know what I saw. It's top three. And we could argue top two.
You're crazy.
See, I feel like you're going disco
on me. San Francisco is not the same as L.A. or New York.
Okay, there's no Studio 47.
It's 54.
Oh,
but
yeah,
there's just
47 in my day.
How about if we use the term jumping?
Yeah, I like
the top five cities that jump.
I got a friend named Jumpin'.
San Francisco ain't in there. It's not in there. Period.
We're talking pro athlete. What do you need?
That makes it worse.
You need to be in the bed.
Antonio in Oakland. Yeah, that's what they do. Antonio in Oakland. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? You know, my favorite finals is the 2017 finals, you know, because, you know, they swept the Cavs. Not swept the Cavs, but, you know, they won. They got the payback. You know, Durant in LeBron's face. That felt so good. I loved it so much. And, hello?
Yeah, we're listening, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you guys got to stop saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, they got Durant. That's why LeBron had no chance. First of all, they play the same position, so that requires him to guard Durant. But he couldn't guard Durant because Durant's the best player.
Antonio. Come on. Let's just listen to that. So the Warriors are up 3-1 in the second year, and Draymond gets suspended for what was probably his seventh egregious act of the postseason. Nevertheless, they win. The Cavs win a title that most people think they shouldn't have won because the teams were very even. And then you go get Durant? Come on.
They were hurt.
It's not like they addressed our shooting. We got Kyle Korver. They got Kevin Durant.
And there was radio, I won't mention who, radio talk by sportscasters in the Bay.
Yes.
Was the loss in the finals worth it to get Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
And I wanted to rip the mic out of the
It was. Right,
so
Antonio?
You're condoning losing.
Right, Antonio?
Yes, it almost was, to be honest, you know. So,
of course.
I mean, the NBA did cheat us for, you know, suspending Draymond. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, it ended up working out in our favor.
Hey, you know what else? Thanks a lot for the call. You know what? And this is something I got into with Andrew Bogut. Here's what people forget. And this kind of bothers me. Oh, the league, first of all, two things. Oh, the league suspended Draymond for that incident. No, Draymond had accumulated 6 points. He had kicked Adams. He had tackled Beasley. He had done three or four things in the postseason that were just ridiculous.
You don't take him out of a championship final series.
You didn't.
Yeah.
He made another act. He got another point. A rule's a rule. He knew going into that game he had to be on his best behavior. That's not even what I'm getting into. What I'm getting into with people have forgotten, Andrew Bogut got hurt in game 5 of that series. Andrew Bogut, who was a linchpin on that team defensively.
But
that was the 73
yeah, he was known
win
to
team.
Get hurt, though.
Bogut, he was playing the whole finals.
Uh-huh.
He got hurt in game 5
early. He got
early.
Benched. Remember, he got benched?
That was the year before.
Yeah, okay, I'm throwing it out there.
And in fact,
I'm just throwing it out there.
He might have been the best defensive center in the league that year. The year the Warriors won 73 games. Bogut played 70. He was incredible that year. But he got hurt in game 5. Everybody, Draymond got suspended. Yeah, Bogut got hurt too. It wasn't just Draymond got suspended. That's the easy explanation. Bogut was hurt, too. Let's go to 211 Steel Reserve. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
The first one's always the best one, because the first one is kind of like when you first get your piece of, you know what I'm saying? Saying is always the best, bro. You can always get creative with everything afterwards. The first one's always the best. And as far as the city goes, man, I grew up in the Bay Area. I love the Bay. I'll never trade it for anything else. But the city, the nightlife in the city, it's hella whack. And as far as
that's bad, right?
New York, I don't. Yes, it's bad.
Thank you.
For some reason, the Bay Area just calls it a night way too early all around. And then KD going to New York, I don't see it. That is the media capital, and he's way too sensitive for the media to be out there.
That's a good point.
Dude, what about your text message you just got? We just got. Bonte, he had a great point.
There you go again.
You say JD, I say Bonte. When you're a star, the club's open for you. So he can do what nobody's putting
means nothing.
We're closed.
It means nothing.
You don't like that?
No.
You have your own rules when you're a star, Steiny.
That's great.
What you got?
And your rules are even better.
I've been with
J.R.
Ryder when everybody had to get out and we got to stay in.
Ooh. Right. And there's, and then there's 12 people in the room. Big deal.
11 women.
Look, 211 just said.
He's been on vacation. Too.
Whack.
It's San Francisco.
Right. It is.
Mr.
Cowtown.
Bennett has a song.
Cowtown. It's Cowtown.
Hey, we know what you're doing now. It's like you yesterday.
What am I doing right now?
You're trolling.
I am trolling a little bit.
This is
please don't compare San Francisco's nightlife to New York, LA, or Miami. Come on now. Know who you are.
Okay. You are right. If you're Matt Steinmetz. But if you're a pro athlete, do you want to hear, hey, I want to go, my compass is dependent on who got the better DJs, who stays open late. That's all the wrong. I don't want you then. You don't play for my team.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you
see,
know what?
Bron don't think that way.
Let me
That's
tell
why
you
he
something.
Went to Cleveland.
You know what the word naivete means?
Never heard of it.
Naive. You're being naive right now. Let me guess. You think Steph Curry doesn't go out and drink beer once in a while? You think Draymond Green makes curfew every night?
Not with the regulars.
Please.
Not with the regulars. They do it in their... I know his barber. Brownie Blends. Draymond's.
I couldn't care less. What does his barber have to do with anything?
I follow him on the gram, so I see what they do. They're private. So they get loose.
They're not private. They're not private.
We need to get them on.
Who?
Brownie the barber.
Why?
Talk about Dre.
I can talk about Dre.
Hey, let me. Can I just say something? When I drive in, I think about what can I do to go to that next level. Something that the fans in the Bay Area, real quick, that they would. Nobody's ever sat down candidly with Draymond and talked about the suspension. And I feel like I could do that assignment.
Why don't you get out to practice when they come back and ask
him?
No,
that's
how you do it. How you do it.
You tell him. Go ahead. Just go up to him and.
Hey, Draymond, Daryl the Guru Johnson. He'll say who.
Oh, you the Jordan Bell guy.
He might say that. And he might be like, no, bro, I ain't talking to you.
You work actually, with that dude.
You actually think.
You work
actually,
with that dude.
He might say that. Yeah.
Hey, what would I go to? Just say, hey, Dre, I was thinking about doing a little. You got 15, 20?
Go to Raymond Ritter and see if he'll come on for 15 minutes. I mean, he used to do a show with
David. We have not heard Dre speak on that.
What does it matter? Like, that to me is not compelling. I'd rather talk to him about the guy he slapped in Michigan.
Oh, the drunk kid?
Oh, but Dre.
Barkley threw a guy through a window.
Draymond was complete. Draymond hadn't been drinking that night. Because that's right. He doesn't party. The Warrior players, Saint Golden State, they all hit the bed very, very early. Let's go to Dr. Hustle. What's up, Dr. Hustle? How you doing, man?
Good. What's going on? The dynamic duo. What's up, fellas?
Thank you, man.
Let me tell you something. I'm a kind of guy that no matter where I'm at, I never want to forget where I've been. So that first championship 15 years ago, you tell me the Warriors would even have a team like this.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said, what are you smoking? Let me have some because you are crazy. But the memory I'm going to take away from this, it's my kids, man. I dropped my daughter and my son off at school. They're 9 and 6. And all their friends got Warrior stuff. They're amazed when they lose. I used to be amazed when they won. And they have this new era about them where my little guy, he understands the game good already. And he's like, the Warriors lost. The Warriors never lose. The Warriors are good. I'm like, what a change has come to the Bay Area.
Yep.
It is unbelievable. Go Warriors. Guys, keep up the good work. That's Dr. Hustle, and that's the doctor's notes. You
can get a note from your doctor, Hustle. Probably to get you out of work if you need to. Hey, by the way, can I challenge conventional wisdom?
Go ahead.
And I've heard this phrase 3 or 4 times already today. Oh, there's nothing like your first time. What are you kidding? The first time stinks. It's terrible.
Not for some.
It's terrible.
But you remember it.
That's fine. You remember it, but
you know.
Come on now.
I know you got a name for it.
Come on now. I mean.
My guy, Billy Ray Kemp, told you my singer, said Chicago is number one.
Okay.
That's the city. He tweeted us.
Well, he must not be a great singer if he's tweeting you on your personal phone.
No, he tweeted us, at us.
How many followers
he might
has?
Be in Miami. I'm going to check right now. Dude, he's Rafael Sadiq.
No idea who these people are.
And a lot of people think.
Who's Rafael Sadiq?
You didn't
Sadiq?
Get the barber thing because of the, you ain't black. Like, it didn't resonate.
I know what
barber. And then I thought.
Listen, man, I went to Anthony the Family Barber when I was growing up in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, and we chopped it up. Trust me. Trust me, I know how to chop.
I like the name, though.
What?
Anthony the Family Barber.
Yeah, he's about 72 years old. They had about 4 chairs. And you know how you ever be in a barber shop with they got 4 or 5, but one guy's awful, and they're doing the rotation, and you're just hoping it doesn't land on you.
Oh no, you say no. I'm good.
I'm waiting for Jimmy. Do you go with the I'm waiting for Jimmy?
But the barber's doing it. You got to have an appointment now. They're getting upscale. Got to have an appointment.
All right.
But they do have walk-ins, and yeah. Shout out to DNR Barbershop in Union City.
All right, 888-957-9570. We're talking about which championship is your most favorite. And a lot of people are saying the first one. First one's always the
and
best.
And you get that. That's
I
what,
get it, yeah. But it's not.
And we got
really
an anniversary,
true.
Too, on our hands.
Who does?
The Bay. Two years ago today, Clay scored 60 on the Pacers in 3 quarters.
Okay.
Steph doesn't even have that on his resume.
No. I think that's...
Clay boy, when he gets hot, 37-1.
I thought you were doing a play on words there. Clay boy. You know what I mean? Instead of... anyway, I don't know how you would use that. You know what? 60 was nice.
37-1?
That was harder. I think 37.25 was harder.
You know what that tells me? What? You got to have some great teammates to help you accomplish that.
Of course.
You got to be a hell of a shooter, but everybody has to be all in. Because you could be the guy like, look at Johnson shooting again. You know, at 24, he's got 24 already. I ain't giving it to him. Back in your day.
But that's because you probably weren't a great teammate. Clay's a great teammate, so they want him to succeed. I could see you being a little bit like Carmelo and people saying, you know what, he's a ball stopper. I'm sick of giving him the ball.
I just said that about you, and then you're going to say I'm that guy.
Wait, you said what about me?
That you would be the guy that'd be like, Thompson's already got 24 points.
I would.
Not
for Thompson. Thompson, I'd give him the ball. I wouldn't give it to Carmelo.
Where's he at?
He's watching basketball
first
on television.
Skipping Shannon.
Stein, Metz, and Guru, right back at you.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're talking a little bit about the Mark Spears story that was in The Undefeated. The headline is, Kevin Durant is enjoying big city life in San Francisco. And my first thought was, big city life in San Francisco? No, my first thought was, well, if he likes big city life in San Francisco, then there's plenty of other cities he can go in to enjoy even more of a big city feel. Guru, I got a list here of cities that...
I got a list, too, of something. I'll share with you later.
It's what it is these are basically cities that jump more than San Francisco. Okay?
All right.
New York and L.A., not even close. Miami, Chicago. I'm putting Philly in there. I mean, you can get a beer in Philly at 2 a.m.
Or murdered.
Oh, please.
Philly.
Have you ever been to Philly? Have you ever been to Philly?
No, I've seen it.
Then get your facts straight.
I've seen it on TV, and I read the news.
Nothing. You know what?
Philly is dangerous.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? You have no idea what you're talking about. None. You have no idea what you're talking about. And actually, Dallas. Dallas has more going on.
Yeah.
I also have Toronto and Boston there. Boston I might take back. But Toronto. Toronto. Don't sleep on Toronto. Let's go to Robert in San Jose, who maintains San Francisco as a top five city. Hey, Robert.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, guys, as I said before, I'll say it again. You guys have the best show on 95.7. You're the only show that I listen to from start to finish.
Thank you, man.
Keep up the good work. In terms of top cities that would put over San Francisco, Miami, L.A., New York. Outside of that, no, I've been to Philly, Simon, and outside of one Puerto Rican honey that was there, the women in Philadelphia.
Careful, easy. What about Chicago?
Chicago is cool, but unless you're there at maybe two times a year, in the summertime, it's hotter than hell. Wintertime, I went with one girl one time. She told me it was 100 below with the wind blowing. You can have Chicago.
All right. I got to say,
combination of weather and big city, San Francisco is definitely top five.
Thank you for the call. Unfortunately, weather, not a part of the equation. It's about cities that jump. Of course, San Francisco is one of the most picturesque cities. Definitely top five.
You ever been to Crema Beat? It's an annual party the city has during Thanksgiving.
What's it called?
Crema Beat. And it's like 6-7 DJs.
Crema Wheat?
Crema Beat.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't know. I'll take you. But every Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, by the way. Okay, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Every Thanksgiving holiday in the city.
Okay.
It's like an underground location. Hey.
Yeah, underground. Because nobody's going there.
Well, I said underground.
You know what? Yeah. And forgive me. I forgot a city. Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stuff as well. Atlanta. Don't they have your Essence Festival is there, isn't it?
They got a big shindig
in Atlanta.
They call it Chocolate City. Like that in D.C.
I rest my case. Let's go to Charlie. What's going on, Charlie? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Real quick, favorite title was 2 years ago, Durant's first year, because the whole season I had a lousy taste in my mouth from that 3-1 blown lead. And if you remember, going into the playoffs, both the Warriors were 12-0 and Cleveland was 12-1. So they, I mean, I thought the Warriors would win the title, but Cleveland was a formidable opponent. They really cranked it up and flipped that proverbial switch going into the playoffs. Two cities you should not underestimate. I've been out to the Bay Area. Obviously, I've seen my I've gone out there to watch my teams play. Great city, San Francisco. New Orleans.
Oh my gosh,
Off the charts. Listen, I'm a native New Yorker, and there's something to be said when you nightlife in New York starts at 11. And there's definitely, you feel a pulse, especially on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. But New Orleans, and don't sleep on Nashville. All right,
I've heard that. Thanks, Charlie. I've heard Nashville.
Oh,
I forgot about New Orleans. That's not even close.
Yeah, but you can't live in New Orleans. You got to get in like Vegas. You get in, get out.
Vegas is another one.
That's where you bender.
All right. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, Andrew Bogut. We're going to talk to Andrew Bogut, former Golden State Warrior, was on the first title team, got hurt in the finals that second year, which was every bit as important.
What game
as
did he
Draymond.
Get bitched? That was the year before.
Yeah, that was the year before against Cleveland. When
he took that well, too, remember?
Well, he got benched again. Not benched. Well, no, he did get benched. Yeah. But it was that also that year, I believe, or was it the next year? When did they – remember they put Bogut on Tony Allen.
Oh,
they had Tony
non-shooting Tony Allen.
Thank you. Thank you.
He could play
much.
Some D.
Let's go to Bruce. Bruce is in Willow Glen. Where's Willow Glen? San Jose area? Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a little area, neighborhood in San Jose. It's like 280 and Meridian.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I went – that guy's got it all. I went to Tulane down in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Definitely top five. Philadelphia can barely make the top 10, but definitely goes New York, Chicago, San Francisco. Yeah, maybe Miami. Been out to Miami, but I mean Philadelphia. I visited Philadelphia, Guru. It's
I follow Meek Mill on Instagram, man.
Yeah,
Philly.
You guys don't know the nooks and crannies.
Okay, maybe that's it.
All right, thanks for the call, Bruce. Yeah. Philly's not a top five city. You got to know the nooks and crannies.
I'm a little down.
Why? Because you're reading the text line?
No, again? No. I don't need to have it up today.
Don't say that, though, because then people think we don't take input.
You know, we're competitive. I'm competitive.
Okay.
And out of nowhere, you know, we got our Steiny and Guru on Twitter. We got a little following.
Okay.
So somehow I went to Jolo and Dib's page just to see how many followers they had, because you had me look at my boy BJ, who had 946 followers.
Okay.
Jolo and Dibs have 1,418 followers.
That's it.
Next in line is Pop and Bonte, 767.
Okay.
Damon, it's 732.
Okay.
And this is where I'm hurt. Us, 458.
Well, go promote
just ahead of Kolsky, who just started, 118.
Well, promote it. People don't.
Steiny and Guru on Twitter.
What's the handle?
That's it. Steiny and Guru, at Steiny and Guru.
Okay.
But
I'll
what
tell
do you
think
what, we're doing
what, okay,
wrong?
Okay, hold on. Let's try something.
Yeah.
What's
we're
the number?
We're in fourth.
What's the number we're at?
458.
458. I'm surprised we have that many. We just started the thing. All right, let's see what we get.
Joe Lowen did 1418. Okay. I know we do a two-hour show, but I'm a little hurt.
Well, let's solicit. Let's solicit followers.
And I'm not the only one at the station that I believe went to check that. See, I just randomly did that right now for us.
Is there anything in it for us? Well, is there a bonus
we
involved?
We need to step.
Is there
no.
a day off involved?
No, it's pride. Come on, people. Well, let me, Steiny and Guru.
Okay, follow at Steiny and Guru.
You if got you the do nice that, collar shirt in the photo.
If you do that, can we have to lure him with something? Or
no, it's not about that.
Yes,
you heard
is.
The caller just, he gave us a low. We need to, what do you call that when you rewind it?
Flashback?
No, when the guy just said he's our world's favorite show. Have that as a drop.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember a couple calls ago?
Yeah, I remember. Okay, so we have 458.
Yeah,
how about if I say, let's see if our listeners can get us to 500, or is that not
like the
enough?
Jordan Bell 10K? We got the 10K.
Okay,
I guess my goal is let's overtake the morning show. It's all fun.
I have different goals.
Okay. I got to do it.
All right. We'll try to get 500 by the end of the hour. Come on, people.
I like
500.
That.
500.
All right.
That's Steiny and Guru. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. What's up, Leroy?
Steiny.
Yes.
Guru. Hey, Guru.
What up, baby?
Real quick, man. Oh, I used to love Studio 47, which was,
yes.
you know, the Studio 54 for people 18 and under. I remember that place in San Jose.
Yeah.
Youngster, man. I used to get lucky there.
Wow. I thought, I thought he just said the wrong number. I didn't know there was action, really, at Studio 47. Uh-huh. Why was it called 47?
I had no idea. Yeah. I just showed
up. I don't know, but it was a great place for me. Hey, real quick, Steiny, you know, 2015 was great for me, and it was great for me because at the beginning of that season, my oldest son comes home, and I raised all my boys to be diehard Warrior fans. And he comes home at the beginning of that season, and he has on a Thunder jersey or Westbrook. And I'm going, son, what are you doing? And he goes, man, I've switched over, man. I don't like the Warriors anymore. I don't like the Warriors anymore. And I'm just dying. And I almost kicked him out of the house. But my wife, you know, she talked me out of it. And so on January 5th, 2015, we played OKC. And me and him was going at it. And we beat the crap out of him. And I took a great picture with him. And him in his jersey and me in my jersey. And I had a little funny caption underneath. But that was my memorable moment from that season.
Appreciate it,
wow.
Leroy. Thank you very much.
That's what
there's
about
a few. There's a few of those
stories.
There's a few of those. You know, dad and son, dad and daughter. Let's go to Dan. Dan's on 280. We'll get to him before we get to Bogut, Andrew Bogut. What's up, bud? Dan, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, I'm doing great. Love you guys' show, Guru.
Thanks.
Don't get down on yourself. We love you guys. Don't worry. The Twitter. Nobody uses really Twitter anymore, so don't worry.
What do they use now?
The IG.
It's Graham.
This is your classic old radio. You know, you just turn on 95.7 the game.
There you go.
You're having a good time.
Thank you, yeah.
But listen, so two things. The Warriors' first championship win was the sweetest for me. I'm a millennial, but I've been a Warriors fan since birth. My dad raised me that way, and I did the dance in front of the TV watching them, and there was nothing sweeter than that for me. But then secondly, Steiny, you are absolutely dead wrong on San Francisco. Yeah,
tell them.
It may not be the most jumping city, but I promise you, I drive for one of those rideshare apps. I won't tell you which one. But every time I have people, Guru is absolutely right. All the tourists come in here, and the first thing they want to know is what to do. And when I'm able to tell them, being a Bay Area born and bred, their eyes light up. They go, oh, man, I didn't know there was so much to actually do around here. Yes, it may not be the most jumping city at night, definitely. But in the overall scheme of trying to get someone to live around here, the appeal of every single, you know, the weather, like everything, you got to take all that into account.
All right, fair enough. Here's my comeback. So San Francisco, the population is like only 750,000, something like that.
That was way lower. That blew me away.
Thank you.
Okay, because New York is, good God.
We already got 502? Oh, my God.
Not that fast.
Let's do it again. Let's see if we get to 600. Steiny and Guru.
Dude, that was 20
seconds. Thank you, guys.
That was you.
So we got up to 502 followers. All right. Well, okay,
get to six before we're done.
I'll do it for the next hour. I'm not leading it. This is not going to be the
I'll take it over after today.
No, we're not doing it.
Not on air. I'll have my ways of doing it.
Here, okay, let me get to my San Francisco point. Why it's not one of the most jumping. So, you know, New York's got millions and millions and millions. Huh? LA's got millions. San Francisco's got 750,000. Think about this. 750,000 people, approximately. Now, how rich do you have to be to live in the city?
Rich.
Oh, rich like crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
KD rich.
And rich people, for the most part, they stay in. They stay in. That's how they got rich. They don't spend money willy-nilly. So there's the amount of people is way fewer than Miami. The number of people, way fewer. Way fewer. And on top of it, the people that live here, they're not really They're not the get after it kind.
Wow, you know Stein, I'm shocked, man.
Them.
You're reading the room all
God
wrong.
Love them.
San Fran.
All right, we had a chance to talk to Andrew Bogut recently, and we're going to play that for you right now. Let's hit it. The one thing I want to start out with is National Basketball League of Australia. How does the game compare to the NBA game? Not necessarily the talent, but the physicality, the preponderance of three-pointers, that kind of thing.
In that sense, it's very similar. It is FIBA rules, so it's a 40-minute game, 14-minute quarters. Most of the rules are the same. We can take the ball off the rim. Once it hits the rim, the ball's live, so you can kind of tip it out. A few small nuances like that, but for the most part, it's very similar. The game all around the world is starting to change, where there's a lot of three-pointers and a lot of lineups that are non-traditional, as they were in the 80s and 90s, where teams are going very, very small. So it's very similar in that aspect.
And what about the talent level? I mean, how would you describe it, either compared with the NBA or international competition?
Well, obviously, it's not up to the level of the NBA. The NBA is obviously a step above every league in the world. I believe after that, you probably got the Euro League in number two. Maybe Spain and a few other European leagues, but I think the NBL's right up there after those teams. For this side of the world, Oceania and Southeast Asia, including the Asian leagues, it's definitely the best league on this side of the world. And it'd be close to top five, in the world after that.
I want to take you back a little bit to the 73-win team and what happened in the finals. Everybody kind of thinks that's the Draymond Green finals, that he screwed things up. But you got hurt in game five early in that series. And so you also didn't play the last three games of that series. What do you remember about that time and the team's confidence level going forward in that series without you and without Draymond for game five?
Well, threw us out a little bit. Obviously, Draymond, had a huge year for us defensively. And once I went down in game five, where Jarrett Smith kind of just cannonballed me and I really hurt my knee really bad, Draymond and I were the best defenders, at least, in the paint. So it kind of hurt our defensive structure. I was having a great series on –